Welcome to today's edition of Specialty Shop Retailing, the podcast for shopkeepers and other small business owners. Your host is Carol Schroeder, co-owner of Orange Tree Imports in Madison, Wisconsin, and author of Specialty Shop Retailing, Everything You Need to Know to Run Your Own Store. Carol welcomes your suggestions for topics for future podcasts, so please email her at orangetreeimports@mac.com. As always, today's program will end with a special feature from the Orange Tree Imports Nonsense Files, an archive of the most unusual and unlikely products of the past 30 years, so stay tuned. And now, here's your host, Carol Schroeder.
Hello, and welcome to the 25th edition of Specialty Shop Retailing. Today we will be talking about effective email marketing. I recently came across a survey of retailers in the gift and home accessory field that was taken about 5 years ago, and the chart showed how advertising dollars were allocated. It didn't even list email as an option. In fact, at that time, less than 5% of most advertising budgets were spent on anything having to do with the internet. Things have certainly changed drastically, and today smart retailers are changing with the times. When you think back to promotional email from 5 years ago, you realize that most of it was text only, and managing an email list was time-consuming and often frustrating. When I think of our first efforts, sent out using AOL and subject to their possible rejection as bulk spam, I can see why customers, even those who had shared their email addresses with us, giving us permission to email them, were not excited about receiving written messages from our store. And text-only messages just didn't work well for the kind of visual merchandising that retail stores specialize in. And, of course, file attachments were a surefire way to land in the junk folder. So it really wasn't until graphic email messages became easy to create that email became a good option for retailers. At about the same time, someone finally found a way for regular people like us to communicate via email without having to first learn the special language and commands of HTML. This revolution in email options has changed the way we keep in touch with our customers who have given us permission to email them. With direct mail, you can rent lists of potential customers and send them advertising materials, but at the moment, email is really limited to those existing customers who have agreed to let you use their address. We take this permission very seriously, not mailing to customers too frequently and never sharing their email addresses. You won't want to focus all your advertising efforts on emailing, since it's not a good way to attract new customers, but it is a very effective way to keep in regular contact with your existing ones. Bringing existing customers back into the store regularly is key to almost any retailer's success. In order to use email effectively, you need to build a mailing list. We garner the most email addresses from those who sign up for our preferred customer or customer loyalty program. Almost everyone who signs up for the program fills in the email address portion of the form. Another way to get customers to join your list is to offer a reward for doing so. When we were starting our list, we promised that a $5 off coupon would go out in a month to everyone who had joined. Other stores offer a gift with sign up or enter customers in a prize drawing. You might want to consider segmenting your list when you ask customers if they'd like to receive email information and offers from your store. If you offer several lines of collectibles, for example, you could put everyone on the general list, but also have a sublist for each of your major lines. This will allow you to send out more targeted information, and the email will seem more personal. We've progressed from the AOL days in which I managed the email list on our home computer to having one of the professional email marketing newsletter services handle it. These services make both the creating of the newsletter and the managing of the email list quick and efficient and at a reasonable cost. We started looking at the bottom of attractive email newsletters that we received to see which marketing service was being used. We eventually decided to use Constant Contact, but another close contender was called MyEmma. And I'm sure there are more today. All of these services have you upload your mailing list so that they can send out your mailings for you, and they manage changes to the lists, including deletes. They provide a range of templates that make creating colorful newsletters and invitations easy, and also offer to store your graphics for you on their server so that you can upload your own illustrations. Paying for extra storage means that you can look at past newsletters with their graphics still in place. The monthly fee for the email marketing service is really a bargain, in my opinion. You can use it as often as you want to send out a mailing, although we try not to overdo it. You want an email from your store to be a welcome event. Keep in mind that you want to use email to create a personal connection with your customers. Sign your messages personally and include pictures of yourself or your staff when appropriate. Email marketing is an excellent way to promote yourself as a locally owned business. We often include messages about cooperative events on our street and even information about new businesses that have recently opened. One drawback to email is that once you've clicked send, it's on its way instantly. Make sure that at least one other person proofs your email and that you double-check details such as prices, store hours, and the expiration dates on any coupons. Some services allow you to send a test copy to your own email address, which lets you see the mailing exactly as your customers will see it. We also print out a copy to post behind the cash register so that our staff knows what is in the mailing. It's important that there's a compelling reason for customers to open the email message you send them. Special offers and coupons always attract attention, and we try to make most of them exclusive to our email subscribers in order to reward them for belonging to our email list. We include photographs of new products, special events, and community events, and we try to include at least one hyperlink to our website. There's an archive of our past newsletters on our homepage in order to encourage more customers to join our list. If you'd like to take a look at it, our website is orangetreeimports.com. Another advantage of using an email marketing service is that it is able to show you how many of the customers who receive each message actually open the email, as well as how many click through on any links. Don't be disappointed if a small percentage open your mail. This is a crowded marketplace, and an open rate of 25% or more is considered excellent. Email is a wonderful tool for retailers, in part because it's almost free. Now's a great time for you to take the opportunity to expand your store's outreach through creative and effective email marketing. Today's reading from the Nonsense Files, Silly and Strange Items Offered to the Gift Industry Over the Past 30 Years, is a current item, and it's called The Teething Bling by Smart Mom. Teething Bling by Smart Mom was inspired by babies who like to tug on our jewelry. Stylish and beautiful, Teething Bling was designed for little ones to handle and chew, says the promotional material. Made from the same materials as many teething toys, Teething Blings look great on moms, grandmas, and aunts, but are safe for curious babies. And if you're interested in more information about this necklace that also is a teething ring, you can look at smartmomjewelry.com. And that's it for Specialty Shop Retailing for today. I invite you to read my weekly blog, which is now posted at specialty-shop-retailing.com. And I also hope that you'll join the Specialty Shop Retailing fan page on Facebook. Please feel free to email me with ideas for future podcasts at orangetreeimports@mac.com. And until then, happy retailing.